Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, so some bigger news today. Sham Charania was on the McAfee show.
ESPN basketball.
Yeah, and so we've been talking all day. So we got good news earlier this morning that the injured guys had gone to shoot around. And, you know, that was great news. Like, you're like, okay, are these three guys going to play? What's it going to mean? Can it help the Cavaliers out tonight if they can get these guys back? If they can get Mobley back, you know, if they can get Garland back, if they can get Hunter back. And here's what Shams had to say today on McAfee Show.
I'm expecting Darius Garland to definitely be in tonight. He wants to play. He wants to give it a go. He's missed, I guess, the last 2 weeks. I think it's been two and a half weeks. He's been dealing with this toe injury. All three, to my knowledge, are aiming to go into tonight's game with the intent to warm up and play in this pivotal game three.
Well, he's right. It's a pivotal game three. Is that the difference, though, between winning and losing if they can get these three guys out on the floor? You know, we talked earlier in the show, Jeff hesitant on the Cavaliers tonight, in fact, saying that Indiana was winning. But I'm going to let you say it because I don't want to say it for you.
I think Indiana wins tonight.
Right, I think the Cavs win tonight. I think that the Cavs have to weather the storm early on. I think it's going to be a hostile atmosphere when this thing first starts. And if they can just kind of barrel their way through the first half, I think that they're going to find – that some of the things they were able to do all season long. And I'm not saying these guys are going to get extended, you know, playing time tonight, especially coming off an injury. And like you said, Garland's been out for, is it five games now? Is that right?
Four playoff. And yeah. He missed at the end of the regular season. I don't know how many games. And then he came back for the first two games against Miami.
Yeah, so he, two and two, four. This would be the fifth then. You know, can they make a difference? Do you think having these three guys back tonight, having the team be whole, getting their all-stars back, is going to be enough to make a difference tonight to get this thing to 2-1? Because everyone knows, if you look at this thing and you're at 2-1, man, it just smells, feels, and can give you a glimmer of hope of being able to stay alive and try to push this thing into a best of three series is what you're really hoping for. But you got to win the next two. You got to win the next two. And guess what? You can't win two games tonight. You got to win one tonight. So even if these guys are banged up or they're hurt, you know, just if they can give it to you tonight, then you got a shot to be down 2-1, and that would be a huge boost.
You're assuming, though, I don't mean you, I mean anybody, assuming that, oh, these guys are back and they're 100%. I don't know that that's the case.
Is anybody 100% right now, though?
Yeah.
No one's 100%.
Yeah. Well, in
Halliburton's not 100%.
When it comes to NBA playoffs, yeah, you're as good as you're going to get.
Right.
But, you know, these guys might not be 100%, but they also haven't missed playoff games because of injury. There's a big difference there.
You heard Shams. You know the three guys were out there for shoot-around this morning. Does this kind of change your mind? Does it give you hope? Do you think the Cavs can win tonight in Indianapolis after the way the Pacers have played and literally ripped their heart from them in game number two with 1.1 seconds to go. Literally ripped it out. I mean, you had that game. You were up 20. All of a sudden now at the end of the game, you're done. And I also wonder how much, you know, fairy dust is on this team right now, because that's not the first time they've won a game in the playoffs like that, to be able to win and be down so much at the end. And, you know, that's how they got here against Milwaukee. I mean, that was the catalyst to get them to the Cavaliers. Now they did it again. Like, how many times can you pull that rabbit out of a hat?
That's a fine question. I just, they have to have tonight. If they want to win this series, they have to have tonight. And, Andy, I disagree with you on this. I don't think they need to win both games in Indiana.
You think they can come back?
I think if they win tonight and lose game four and are down 3-1, they have a chance. You know, teams don't come back from 3-0. They do come back from 3-1. Not very often. You know, we know when it happened for the first time in the NBA Finals. But it can be done. They're just in a very difficult spot. I think you and I have switched. I thought the Cavs would win game two. I know you were really hesitant to think that with everybody out.
Yeah.
And you know, we have flopped tonight. I just think Indiana is going to be so geeked up and focused because they know what a win tonight could mean for them. And the Cavs guys, even if they play, Andy, they're still dinged up, man. That's not – these are not easy injuries. I mean, sprained ankle, you know, at least for Evan Mobley. If he has a sprained ankle, okay, tape it up, shoot it up, whatever you're going to do, go play.
Just tape an aspirin to it. That's what,
that's what they say.
That's what I heard. I heard that works.
Darius's big toe, if it allows him to start the game, great. Will it allow him to finish the game? You know, that's a big question.
That is a big
question. And how effective can DeAndre Hunter be with a messed up thumb? He might be the guy who's the most effective of all, Andy.
Yeah, I'm worried about him. I don't know what the ankle looks like. The toe,
his
to me,
legs are okay, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Hunter can get out on the floor and move and everything else.
Yeah, but
he just might not be able to shoot, yeah.
Yeah, but then you're playing 5-on-4.
Well, they've been doing that whenever they put Isaac Okoro on the floor.
Feels that way, too. I agree with that. Yeah, 100%. I don't think you meant that to be
a joke.
That
wasn't a rim shot, no.
I thought that would be the better way than hearing from lawyers.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thanks.
Do you want us to read his stats?
Just looking out for you.
30 minutes, 2 shots.
Avoiding billable hours. That's what we're here for.
That's no O.
Avoiding billable hours.
We avoid billable hours on this show.
That's a really good point. I wonder how effective DeAndre might be shooting the basketball, gripping the basketball. But if his feet are okay and they can tape it up and even put a splint on it to some extent, you know, he can be walk in the rim, into the ring with that taped up thumb. Who used to do that? Was that Jake the Snake Roberts who had the taped up thumb, would gouge it into people's throats? DeAndre could pull that off tonight. Oh!
See, now I got to research.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Somebody had the taped up thumb and used it as a weapon.
Because they used the tape as a weapon?
No, it was just the wrestling shtick.
Ah, okay. Feel better.
All right, now I got to look this up. Hang on.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. What is your level of confidence tonight in the Cavaliers, game three, down 2-0 to the Indiana Pacers, with this knowledge of Shams Charania saying that all three guys should be back tonight? Do you have a better feel for this game tonight? Do you have confidence in the Cavaliers? Do you think the Cavs can beat the Pacers tonight? And I think tonight's game is gigantic.
Well, it is. as opposed to the regular season. And here's where, and I'm not even going to say temper expectations about these guys, but don't you know, if these were regular season games, they would not be playing.
Oh, there's no way.
Which makes you think, okay, then they're going to be playing at less than 100%. At what capacity will they be playing, and at what level of effectiveness can they play? So, I mean, we're going to have to watch this and pay attention and see exactly how it plays out. It's huge. It's best that these guys are out there, Andy. If they can't be effective, then Kenny's going to have to do a little deep thinking. All right, do I leave my starter out there? Do I leave Darius? Do I leave Evan? Do I leave DeAndre? But they're not helping me. So Kenny's going to have to coach the heck out of the game, and these guys are going to have to see what they can do. You can be sure somebody, one of these three guys, Andy, is going to play and look like absolute normal. I'll guarantee you that. If two guys look like absolute normal, well, you should be good to go then.
All right. The hardest research I've ever done.
Really?
Mr. Phelps, you're close. It was the model Rick Martel with the taped thumb into Jake the Snake's Roberts' eye.
Ah, okay.
All right. All right. 1991. I'm watching it right here.
Okay. There you go. Loved old wrestling.
Is there ever young wrestling?
Yeah. Current stuff.
I don't know. I look at what the Cavaliers should be able to do tonight. Again, I think it's about weathering the storm early on. I think it's about going into that atmosphere, which, I've never really heard that the Pacers weren't a good NBA town. I've never really thought about it. The game times I were there.
It's not a bad NBA town, but it's not. I mean, high school and college basketball are huge in Indiana. And it always seemed as if the Pacers kind of had to find themselves a little bit. I've been to more than a few games.
It's kind of a flip, though.
In that field house where there were empty seats on nights you wouldn't think there would be empty seats.
Isn't it kind of a flip here, though, that I've always felt like when it comes to basketball, this has been more of an NBA town than it is college or high?
Without question.
I think it's probably high school. I'm sorry.
Pro, high school, college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in Cleveland, I think definitely the case. With few exceptions, when Cleveland State, back in the Kevin Mackey years.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Kent went to the Elite Eight. Akron's had a couple good years here.
Yeah. Without question.
I think people hop on the NCAA bandwagon. I was thinking
Cleveland more than anything.
Yeah.
Indianapolis is close enough to Bloomington, if I'm not mistaken, that carries over.
So. Is it 45 minutes? Not even. Yeah. Is it? It's something like that. All right. Let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the Cavaliers. I want to hear what you think. Do you think with the three guys back tonight, and that's what Champ Charani is saying, we know that they went to shoot around this morning, so all signs pointing in the right direction about having these three guys that were hurt in Game 2 back for tonight's Game 3. Does that change your opinion of tonight's game? Can the Cavaliers win tonight's game? Will they be able to get back in it? Plus, we're also going to go out to Berea. Dylan Sampson spoke. We're going to hear a little bit about he had to say as he enters his first rookie mini camp with the Browns as well, the new Browns running back. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.